Does anybody mind if I turn on my radio?
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Today's Wednesday.
I hear voices.
What you're hearing is
my new favorite show.
Oh, God, no. These guys are horrible.
I love those guys.
Opinions different.
Remember, the show is free.
And I expect to be delighted.
It's fine being artistic, just not on this show.
Let's do a show. Let's do a show right now. What are we doing?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, and I'm so glad you're here. I so don't want to talk about Trump today, but I gotta throw out a few things because I'm getting some nervous Nellies out there. Take a deep breath. This whole Bill Barr thing that's coming out right now, take a deep breath. He's a prosecutor, not an investigator. Doesn't matter what he's seen. What does it matter? I mean, why would Georgia have 250 different investigations going on right now into voter fraud if they didn't think that that was happening, especially with the governor and the secretary of state they have. Take a deep breath. This doesn't boil down to Barr. What a beautiful day. Blue sunshine, blue sky, sunshine. Huge rally being planned for tomorrow. I can't wait. 1 p.m. tomorrow at the Carson City Courthouse. Lots of guest speakers. Jim Wheeler's going to be there. Jesse Jane Duff. If you don't know who Jesse is, boy, you got to look her up. She's rocking it. She's the co-chair of the Veterans for Trump. Women veterans for Trump. I mean, it's awesome. So as I say, take a deep breath. 884-9910, talk and text. Whatever you've got on your mind today. But there are a lot of things going on here that we just need to focus on home. Like, we're not paying attention. We're not paying attention to the world around us, what's going on. It was a full moon last night. Was it totally full? I can't remember if it was totally full. Just walked outside for a little bit. I didn't have my shoes on, so I was freezing. I was trying to play with the dogs, but had to run back in. But it was so bright last night. Yet a pedestrian was still hit by multiple vehicles. South Carson last night. It's people not paying attention to the world around them. When you're driving, when you're working, when you're at home. I know. Everything's got you crazy right now. Lawsuit for Dieter. Finally going to be in the courts. I'm getting two different dates. I'm getting today and I'm getting tomorrow. I think it's today, actually, but not 100% sure, because like I said, I'm seeing two different dates on here. People still, from March, no money, trying to survive. Local businesses shutting down left and right because of the disastrous, stupid, nonsensical, erratic, sorry, it's getting carried away, decisions made by our worthless governor. And it was so funny because last night, I guess funny is not the term to use, disturbing, went on to looking at some Twitter feeds. And the people who support Governor Sisolak in his moronic decisions. Wow. The things they say. It's absolutely scary, the things they say. According to everybody, seems like now, we're all domestic terrorists. You're a domestic terrorist if you do this. You're a domestic terrorist. It's not racism anymore. They've played that card out. Now we're all domestic terrorists. I'm a domestic terrorist for saying what I say on the air. You're a domestic terrorist for not wearing a mask or not wanting a vaccine, which will get to the just all-out stupid spending of our local government here in just a moment. But it is just crazy. So, today's poll question. Today's poll question. Sisolak's at it again. Now, substitute teachers only need a high school diploma or something equivalent to get a job. Do you agree with this action? You know what he is basically saying? I can go teach. All you have to have is a high school diploma. We have seen people apply for substitute teacher jobs. Pull up the example. Paul White. He's a teacher, has been a teacher for decades. Yet the Washoe County School District doesn't like his views or policies. So, no. We would rather have someone who just has a high school diploma rather than someone who is a nationally recognized, has won awards, educator because of a difference of opinions. Really? There you go. That pretty much sums up the Washoe County School District. So once again, what kind of education is your child getting? Not a very good one. Not a very good one. Just received this, literally just received, just popped up on my screen. Hey, Monica, just something short and sweet to let your listeners know about. Per the questionnaire that at least the middle schools sent out, there is no intent to getting our children back to in-person learning this school year. And teach a friend, I'm assuming, and this is a friend who is a teacher, was asked yesterday, if she would be interested in teaching distance learning. Pay attention. If she would be interested in teaching distance learning in the 2021-2022 school year. So they are already looking at doing this BS again to our kids. I know you love talking about the grace reset. Well, it seems that they are bringing it to our children and state. Keep people in fear so you can control them. Mr. B. Mr. B, you are 100% correct. And that's exactly what this bogus pandemic is all about. The virus is real. People get sick. You have flu-like symptoms. Get over it. And you will. the deaths that are being pushed in your face and down your throats, which, you know, I'm sorry, 14 people did not die in one day from COVID-19. They let the numbers build up and then they keep reporting the same numbers as it's the same day. What are you waiting for? Why is your child still in the Washoe County School District? There are private schools. There's homeschooling. There are charter schools, which, yes, are still a part of the Washoe County School District, but they have some greater freedoms at chance. But private schools, if you want your child to get an education, you're going to have to look into something. Because the Washoe County School District is bound and determined to dumb down even further the education of the children here in Northern Nevada. It was already getting bad with Common Core. But now, high school graduates teaching your kids? Really? Thanks, Sixalack. Sickalack, more like it. The man's just sick. Just sick. So going back to the poll question, 991fmtalk.com. Now substitute teachers only need a high school diploma or something equivalent to get a job. Do you agree with this action? Yesterday's poll question, is the integrity of our elections worth the loss of life? I had somebody send me an email that said, you know, this is rather ambiguous. This would explain. What do you mean? I didn't want to explain. That's why I wanted it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's ambiguous. It doesn't matter if somebody has already died. It doesn't matter if people have been elected that are pushing all of this garbage onto the American people. It doesn't matter. Is the integrity of our elections, any elections, worth the loss of any life? Yours, mine, my husband's, your child's, my parents'? 84% said yes. 16% said no. To those 16% who said no, I thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate you, but you should not be allowed to vote. You have to understand what voting truly means, why it matters, what it is doing, the whole purpose of it. And it is so corrupted right now that we are all seeing that something has to happen. And it is in the process of happening. And your eyes will be wide open here shortly. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with David, who wants to talk about teachers, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You come to talk here because we are live, we are local, and we know what's on your mind. Economy, healthcare, education, the election. It's the Monica Jay Show. Right now, it's the Monica and David Show. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. David wants to talk about teachers. Hey, David.
Hey, it seems to me like there's a great opportunity for the Washoe County School District to get exactly what they want. You can't have retired people because obviously the health and everything like that. So I'm thinking, well, who's going to be a good, healthy person that can help go work with the kids and have the time to do that? And I'm thinking, university kids. All you need is a high school diploma. You can't get into the university without one. Why don't they have these people that are on virtual classes that can, you know, have an available day on Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever, and they're college kids, and their major is math. Well, they can be a part-time math teacher for kids. It seems common sense to me.
There is no common sense used with the Washoe County School District, David. That's why they're just going to high school diploma. That's all you, or equivalent. So that's all you need. Right. So if you got a GED, I guess.
I just think college kids would be the perfect thing because, again, they're on virtual. They are specializing. You know, if you got history majors in college, hey, help us teach and earn some extra money and that kind of thing.
David, it's a great idea, but I worry about it for the fact that how our university kids have been indoctrinated. You know, what kind of history would they be teaching? What kind of Common Core math right. would they be teaching? But I know where you're going with this. My right. thought, too, was what about right. all of these teachers that they turned away from the business and they retired because they couldn't deal with all the BS? How about getting them back now for virtual classes?
So they tell the college student, you have to say one plus one is not two because that's racist or it's anti-socialist.
Right, because one plus one is actually just one because that other one, it belongs to the government.
Right. All right, well, I just thought I'd throw the idea out there.
I'm glad you did. Thanks, David. I appreciate the call.
You.
Have a great day.
All right, bye.
We have to do better for the kids. We have to do better for the kids. And whether that is going to university, I mean, at least university students, at least they want to learn something. At least they're looking for something for the future. This could also be an opportunity for university kids because of the basic fact they've been told, guess what? There's no jobs available. No jobs available for these degrees that you're getting, that you're spending a whole lot of money on, that you're going to be in debt for. Well, unless the Democrats get their way and then they won't be in debt. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Debbie this morning. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Monica. How are you today?
I am spit and vinegar, as my grandmother used to say. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, I spit vinegar often.
So what are your thoughts on the teacher thing?
Well, let me give you a quick background. I don't want to dominate, but I've been a substitute teacher professionally by choice for going on 13 years across the country. My husband's retired military. Thank you. It is the best part-time mom job ever. And I have a master's degree, so I'm very educated. I've been an educator in other venues besides the K-12 arena. And I've been substituting. We live in Douglas County, and I've been substituting since Corona hit. And all I am doing is babysitting. I am not teaching. They are in the classroom doing their work on their iPads. I'm not even up teaching. I take roll. I make sure they're safe, and then that's it. And so it's very frustrating as an educator what I can't even teach them. And so it's demeaning to those of us that choose this profession and are educated to now have college diploma or GED people doing what I do. I think they need to pay us better.
Oh.
I think if they paid us better, they would get the qualified educators that they're looking for in the classroom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a question that I have for you, Debbie, is what are on all of these iPads? Who is designing the curriculum that you're not teaching that these kids are just learning on the iPad?
Not only am I not teaching, I don't even get access to what they're doing. I don't
really
get to see. They're on, Yes, I just substituted last week, and I couldn't even know what platform they were on. By asking, I found out they're out on Google Classroom, and it happened to be a, I'm going to call it home ec for those of us in our age category, but it was culinary, but home ec for us. So I was in a culinary class, and all they were doing was watching videos and answering quizzes all online in Google Classroom about Thanksgiving. I did this for two straight days.
Wow.
It's really sad. Now, what's separate to this, I first substituted about a month ago since they opened back up. And I walked in, the kids' eyes are downcast. They're vacant. There's none of that giddy, chitty, chatty, ninth grade giggly stuff that we're used to going on. Mm-hmm. They were quiet. They were robotic. Yeah. I could barely get them to stay present.
And that's,
it was really sad.
That's exactly what the government wants going on. So, Debbie,
they're
thank you so much.
It.
Thank you so much for your commitment to the kids and the education out there. We greatly appreciate it. Those who know what you actually do, we so appreciate it. So stay in the game. Don't get frustrated.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to make this better. We the people will make this better. Debbie, thank you so much for the call and the enlightenment on what is truly going on in the education system. This is what parents need to know. You know, when your kids come home and you say, so what'd you learn in school today? Something about Thanksgiving. This isn't good. And as before we go to our Fox News break here, this is a quick text I just got. Well, what about our property tax money that goes to our local schools? Anybody else want their money back? Because it's not just parents paying that. Anybody else want their money back for the education that our kids are getting? We'll be back with Robbie, wants to continue the topic on teachers right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And just a quick little update. You've got one day, 1 hour, and how many minutes? 22 minutes. One day, 3 hours, and 22 minutes to sign the Recall Sisalak petition. Now, had a request for some signing locations in Washoe County. Please call these areas before you just show up, because everybody's got their differences. But if you log on to takingnevadaback.com, then you can find some locations there. Vino 100, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. tonight. Wet Hen Cafe over on South McCarran Street. Definitely eat while you're there because their food is amazing. Maccabee Arms. Ooh, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So they might not be there today. But definitely call. And show up in Carson City tomorrow, because they will have your last chance to sign the Recall Sisalak petition there as well. 1 p.m. Lots of awesome speakers, and of course, the reason for tomorrow, 1 o'clock, at the Carson City Courthouse, because the courts are taking up the Trump campaign's lawsuit against Nevada. We got a lot going on tomorrow in Carson City, so I hope I see you there, because I will be there as well. Let's go back to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Today's poll question, because Sisalak is just an abomination when it comes to being a governor. Now, substitute teachers only need a high school diploma or something equivalent to get a job. So I'm assuming that's a GED, but I could be wrong. Do you agree with this action? Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Let's go back to the phone lines because Robbie wants to talk about teachers. Hi, Robbie. Thanks for hanging on through Fox News break.
Hi, Monica. I wanted to say that I did used to work for the school district, Washoe County School District, and so I do have intimate knowledge of how they work. It's a huge school district. In my opinion, it's way too big, and I worked in teaching in the elementaries. Oh, actually, I did substitute for a short time as I began in the high school, too. But they did not pay me enough to stay there. That's why I left.
Mm-hmm.
And I had certifications in behavioral modification, so I taught in autistic. I taught the autistic in special education.
Oh, bless you.
And yeah, well, you laugh every day. That's what I'll say. When you teach autistics in the special education, you laugh every day.
They have such heart, yes.
Yeah, it's very high stress, but they didn't pay me enough to stay. It wasn't up to what I was accustomed to making. And I went to a couple of different schools, and I'm a conservative leaning to the right, and I found I had to keep my opinions to myself, and it was very difficult in that environment.
Yeah.
And I felt very intimidated by my staff, the people that I worked with. I had to keep my mouth shut. I basically had to keep my mouth shut. I was highly intimidating. Anyway, that's not the point. I have 5 grandchildren in this city, 4 of which are in the elementary system. 2 of them go to one school, 2 of them go to another school, and they're all being homeschooled right now. It was by their choice. And this was because we asked them, we weren't allowed to go in and see what type of instruction they were getting with their face masks. So we had to rely on what the children told us and what I asked my teacher friends about too, and found out that, yeah, the kids basically are doing in school what they could be doing at home. Basically just sitting on their iPads and doing it themselves with no instruction. And all the teacher is to do is just to keep them from getting too close to each other or touching each other. And likewise, out on the playground, it's the same situation. Just keep them away from each other. And
they're literally, Robin, trying to make children the happiest creatures on earth. They're trying to make children the most miserable human beings alive right now during
exactly.
all of this.
And my grandchildren were so unhappy at where they were that we were, well, thankfully I'm home, so we were able to keep them home. And my one daughter doesn't work, so she was able to homeschool them with her friend. They combined and did homeschooling. And then my two
Robbie,
older
you
boys,
are a freaking mind reader. I was just going to ask you that. When you do homeschool, can you teach kids outside of your home and bring them in?
Yes, we pulled in 5 or 6.
Okay.
And the moms all help that can, yes.
Okay, that's what parents need to do. They need to start working just with other parents to educate their kids.
We help each other. If a mom can't come one morning, then the other mom picks it up. We've got like 3 moms for 6 kids. So we've usually got 2 moms there. At least 2 moms, usually 3 moms. And 1 mom is like our main homeschool teacher. It's not me because I'm too old nowadays, but I'm like one of the secondary
Yeah, but you know history.
I know history. And let me tell you, high school graduates and GEDs don't know history.
Yeah.
They don't, Monica. They just don't. They can't even keep up a conversation with me. I asked them about the 3 branches of government, and they might get 2 of them with a big question mark on their face.
Congress, Senate, and Supreme Court?
And, yeah, they don't know. Legislative, judicial, they don't get it.
Yeah.
And it's a scary thought that they're going to pay a GED or a high school graduate a teacher's wage when they wouldn't pay me a teacher's wage and I had to quit.
Yeah. This is how Governor Sisolak destroys the state. This is how Sheevy goes along with it. This is how the Washoe County School District goes along with it. Robbie, I got to let you go. Please call back again at some point. Your wealth of knowledge on homeschooling is fantastic, but I got to move on to some other calls here. But bless you for all you do for the kids, and especially working with the special needs kids. And those are the kids right now who are really being left behind. They had futures. They had futures to be part, you know, a productive part of society, and now they're lost even more. It's just unbelievable what these people, what these so-called adults are doing to the kids in our community. Let's go back to the talk and text line. Terry wants to talk about Trump. Hi, Terry. Thanks for hanging on the line. I appreciate your time.
Hey, good morning, Monica. What I wanted to do, now, I was reading something the other day, and I've been reading about these three guys. They're FBI agents, and what they're doing is they're investigating this election. Mm-hmm. A couple of these guys have really strong reputations. When they go after somebody, they get them. In other words, I don't know the details. That's the impression I got. There's one guy, he's in his 30s, one guy's in his 40s, and a young man, which those two are mentoring, and they are quite sharks. So, you know, they have the power. They know, and they do know how to use it. So,
yeah, people need to not worry about Bill Barr and what the media puts out, because the media is just going to put out things that frustrate people, that try to make everybody in the Trump administration look like they're not doing anything, or that Trump is just corrupt. That's all they're going to do. And Terry, thank you for reiterating the fact that intelligent Americans are investigating all of this and behind it. You know, Terry, you remember as well as I do the pedestal that Rudy Giuliani was put on after 9/11. What a great man he was, what an American, what blah, blah, blah. But now that he is supporting Trump, he is scum in their opinion and eyes, and he is corrupt and senile. It's the same thing with Sidney Powell. It's the same thing with Lynn Wood. They're all great as long as they agree with them. And now they're the worst people in the world because they're helping Trump weed out and show the corruption.
Let me say one more little thing, Monica. I'm so proud that there's three sharks in the tank now. And when those boys get a hold of your, they ain't going to let go. They're going to chew until there's nothing left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Terry, I got to let you go. I've got somebody else on the line I need to get to right now, but thank you so much for calling, Terry, and giving us that information. I have a feeling, because it just says Jesse, Trump campaign, please, please tell me that this is the incredible Jesse Jane Duff joining us. Jesse?
This is Jesse Law.
Oh, it's Jesse Law. How are you? I'm sorry. I have an affinity for Jesse Jane. She.
Oh, I see. Well,
hey,
I mean,
Jesse.
You know, my parents almost gave me that middle name, but you know.
Well, you know, that may have worked out for you.
especially now with the fight we're taking on.
Yeah, what's going on tomorrow for people to understand how big this lawsuit in Carson City tomorrow is, and why we as Americans need to be there and Trump supporters?
Sure. So tomorrow we're having a hearing in front of the Honorable Judge Russell in District 1 Court in Carson City. This will be the first opportunity where the state of Nevada and the Trump campaign here will be able to present real evidence of fraud. And it's stark. We're talking votes cast way above the margin, of the current state of things.
Well, Jesse, I don't know. The media keeps saying there's no evidence of fraud. Are we you know, yeah, what are we supposed to believe?
That's the same media that won't do the investigating themselves. And so this is why it's big.
Yeah.
Fine. If we have a court who's giving us the opportunity to go to the local election department and actually investigate and look for fraud, they need to report on that. When we're bringing our evidence forward in the form of declaration, et cetera, they need to report on that. And that's what's happening tomorrow. And so to have a big crowd in Carson City tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 forward, will actually be great. I mean, we want to see our Patriots there alongside us.
And we will. I've been mentioning it since Monday. I know caravans are planned from Reno. I'll be there. I'm going to be doing my show in Carson. I'll be speaking at the event as well. Jesse, are you going to be in the courtroom, or are you going to be out with us Patriots sharing the information?
We'll see what it is. I am one of the named contestants as presidential elector here in the state. So, you know, it may be that I'm in there, and it may, you know, may be that there's not room. So we'll find out sort of on the fly.
I don't know. We should be making room. This is so important. So, Jesse, thank you so much for calling into the program. And I know our rally starts at 1 o'clock, and that's when the case starts up. But we need to be there early.
Wonderful.
So as soon as people can get there, you know, take your lunch hour, whatever you need to do, we need to come out en masse. Jesse, thank you so much for what you and the Trump campaign are doing. Do you think this is going to change everything that is coming out? Do you think this is going to change future elections?
Yeah, this was really about honoring the people of Nevada and returning integrity to this election. I mean, you know, yeah, we work for the boss. Yeah, we love our president. We want to see his reelection, his proper and legal reelection, absolutely confirmed. But this is also for a legacy for the state. And I do see this as an improvement into the election process here in the state. But,
okay.
But thank you so much, Monica. We do look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. Jesse Law joining us today and joining us tomorrow as well. So it's all about, it's not about Trump. It's not about Biden. It's about the American people believing that they have free and fair and legal elections. When you have governors around the country saying, yeah, we, you know, illegal immigrants are part of the country. They're part of the fabric. They should be able to vote. No, they shouldn't. They're criminals. American citizens, voter ID, whatever we need to do to make sure that our voice is heard, it all starts tomorrow in Carson City. Get there early. The program starts at 1. Get there early. Carson City Courthouse on Musser Street. I hope I see you there. And I'll be giving lots of hugs. COVID be damned. I'll be giving lots of hugs. So if you need a hug, come and see me. All right. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Sisolak is at it again. Seems he made the decision last week. I just now started paying attention to it and reading into it. The insanity of it all. See, this is what happens when you focus on one thing. When you focus on the criminal activity, the fraud of an election, you miss everything else that's going by. The things that Sheevy and Sisolak are doing. Just unbelievable. Now, substitute teachers only need a high school diploma or something equivalent to get a job. Oh, we need him so badly. You know what? If you're not hiring Paul White as a substitute teacher, then you must not need them too badly. So do you agree with this? Do you agree with this action? Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, is the integrity of our elections worth the loss of life? 84%. Proud Americans saying yes. That's what we have. Stick around. In the next hour, we're going to have an update on the Recall Sisolak campaign. Money, votes, or signings, all that good stuff. And we're going to have a chance for you to win a gift certificate from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville, because that's the way we work. When we, you know, need that little extra boost, we turn to chocolate, and we turn to the best handmade chocolates in the state from the chocolate shop. We'll be back, and I have a special guest with us, joining us at 11:08, and he is going to be giving us the complete rundown on the Recall Sisolak campaign. And if you sign the petition or are still waiting to sign the petition, well, you know, you had one day, all that good stuff, or donating to the legal fund, then you're definitely not going to want to miss this interview with Bruce Parks coming up. You're not going to be happy, but you're not going to want to miss the interview. We'll be back after this Fox News update and business update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.